From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The National Transportation Safety Board says divers have found part of the wreckage from today's mid-air collision of a sightseeing helicopter and a small plane over the Hudson River in New York. Debbie Herzman is chairman of the NTSB.
They have located the helicopter. They're using side-scanning sonar to locate the airplane and any other wreckage.
Herzman speaking at a news conference this evening in Hoboken, New Jersey. She says three bodies have been recovered so far. Divers will resume their search tomorrow. All nine people who were aboard the two aircraft are presumed dead. Reporter Jennifer Strong has more.
The small plane with three people on board was flying to Ocean City, New Jersey. The helicopter belonged to Liberty Tours, a sightseeing company which flies from Midtown Manhattan. Six people were on board the helicopter. The company had a similar crash in July of 2007 when eight people were rescued from the Hudson River without serious injury. Unlike this crash, that helicopter stayed afloat with help from local boaters. A U.S. Airways jet crash-landed on the same stretch of river back in January after hitting a flock of geese. All 155 people on board survived. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Strong in Hoboken, New Jersey.
President Obama says overhauling the nation's health care system would not only provide coverage for millions of Americans who currently lack it, but also help ensure sustained economic growth in the U.S. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says the U.S. needs to lay a new foundation for lasting economic growth. And he says overhauling the nation's health care system is one of the building blocks in that plan. Mr. Obama once again used his weekly address to tout the benefits that could come from changes in the healthcare system. He says those changes would help not only those who are searching for health insurance, but also people who already have health coverage.
What we need and what we will have when we pass health insurance reform are consumer protections to make sure that those who have insurance are treated fairly and that insurance companies are held accountable.
The proposed changes would require insurance companies to offer coverage to people with pre-existing illnesses, for example. They'd also bar insurers from dropping policyholders whenever they get sick. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Sonia Sotomayor has been sworn in as a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. She followed Chief Justice John Roberts as he administered the oaths of office.
All the duties incumbent upon me,
all of the duties incumbent upon me,
as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States,
as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States,
under the Constitution and laws of the United States,
under the Constitution and laws of the United States,
so help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations and welcome to the court.
Sotomayor is the first Hispanic ever to serve on the Supreme Court. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama travels to Mexico tomorrow for a North American summit with the leaders of Canada and Mexico. Issues to be discussed include trade and Mexico's battle against drug trafficking. A new report predicts that over the next four decades, the percentage of Muslims in Europe's population will increase sharply. Larry Miller has more from London.
The population of the European Union will be 20% Muslim within 40 years, according to a report in London's Daily Telegraph newspaper, citing figures from the U.S. independent think tank Migration Policy Institute. Muslims currently make up around 5% of the 27-nation bloc. The newspaper points out that immigrants tend to have higher birth rates than the indigenous population, and that in Brussels, the top seven names of newborn baby boys are of Muslim origin. While much of the EU focus has been on immigration issues, its director for employment and social affairs concedes the EU has not focused enough on integration policy. He says without effective integration, there will be polarization and ghettos which create antagonism. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz insists he has never used steroids despite the fact that his name is on a 2003 list of Major League ballplayers who tested positive for performance-enhancing substances. Ortiz says nutritional supplements and vitamins may be the reason he's listed.
I definitely was a little bit careless back in those days when I was buying supplements and vitamins over the counter, legal supplements, legal vitamins over the counter. But I never buy steroids or use steroids.
Ortiz speaking at a news conference today at Yankee Stadium in New York. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.